Welcome to the Safety Culture Excellence Podcast, brought to you by PROACT Safety, the experts in achieving excellence in safety leadership, performance, and culture. And now your host, John M. Galloway.
Measuring the effectiveness of safety training and communication. How much value are you obtaining from your safety communication and training efforts? In the 1950s, a simple model was created to measure training effectiveness. How quickly we forget. Dr. Donald L. Kirkpatrick, when looking at opportunities to determine the effectiveness of training efforts, identified four levels to evaluate. The first level focuses on how the people receiving the training reacted to the information or experience. Reaction. The second level has to do with evaluating the change in knowledge, skill set, and attitude. Learning. The third level looks at a change or continuance of observed behavior within the work setting. Behavior. Finally, he looked at the measurable benefits the organization realized following the training. Results. Too many businesses tend to look only at the amount of effort put into safety communication and training and then the results yielded. They falsely believe when results improve that it is due to effort applied. This is the correlation causation trap. In several recent consulting engagements, we at PROACT Safety have focused clients on better understanding the return on safety attention, ROSA, and the safety intelligence quotient, safety IQ, resulting from their efforts. ROSA, return on attention, is a common measurement among marketing professionals and can be easily applied to safety. If you have a 30-minute safety meeting or training session and four important topics are discussed, how much information sticks with people? If 30 days following the event, you poll the attendees and most only remember half of what was discussed, you have a 50% ROSA, leveraging Kirkpatrick model, a level 2 ROSA metric. Level 3 thinking measures changes in behavior as a result of the meeting. If a call to action to nudge an increase in discretionary safety effort was the focus, did it change behavior in the workforce? Behavior is observable and thus measurable. ROSA for behavior could also be a metric and a more effective indicator of the value derived from the effort. Safety IQ. In 1951, the National Safety Council released a 15-minute black and white video to note the marketing language it highlighted being available with sound, with a goal of increasing the public knowledge of accident prevention strategies in home, traffic, and recreational sports. It was titled, "What is your safety IQ?" What a valuable question. Do your employees and leaders know the most important things about your safety efforts, program, or system? If your safety management system has six elements, with a quiz covering the most important aspects individuals should know with five questions each, the highest safety IQ for someone who had answered everything correctly would be 30. Moreover, if you have a high average safety IQ, what is the behavioral ROSA for this knowledge? Most organizations never achieve the results they pursue because they spend most of the time measuring and focusing attention on what they don't want rather than what they do. We want people to appreciate our safety communication and training. We certainly want them to know and do certain things. When we obtain improvement in performance and culture results, we want to know why. We will all be held accountable for the results yielded from our efforts. Clients with measurements on ROSA and safety IQ are much more focused on efficiency and value addition. When this occurs, not only do the results improve, but so does the appreciation of those involved or affected by the training and communication.
Sign up to receive our monthly newsletter, which includes our latest published articles, videos, blog, upcoming events, and the popular What's Wrong With This Picture game at proactsafety.com/subscribe.